with water. But this was a task they did not fulfill. "Let the river flood, drown the fires," they said, before fleeing. What had seemed so long a solid wall of darkness now shattered into pieces. The women rose and began to move. They were walking back to the outskirts of the capital city. Sunrise saw a procession of black-clad women moving across the landscape. The earth of Kurukshetra was scorched rock-hard by the funeral fires, waves of angry heat, a heat that hung like a haze over the vast cremation ground. On the outskirts, the five women squatted, huddled together. Strips of black cloth covered their breasts, knotted behind, plain black cloth around their waists, covering their heads. The head Dasi of the Royal Women's Quarters, Madraja, was out looking for recruits. The inner quarters were teeming with countless young widows. Their lives would now be stripped of luxury, of leisure. All those fragrant wreaths of flowers, all that sandal paste,